she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
'60s at 6 on Bro Radio.
Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a petticoat and vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. Said what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. I called down on 34th and Vine. He broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started
keep up to date with all things Vale of Glamorgan. Search for Bro Radio on socials.
In a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles in the bomb leader with the brown eyed handsome man. Her destination was the brown eyed handsome. Way back in 53,000 years, back ever since the world began. There's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears among the brown eyed handsome man. A lot of trouble was the brown eyed handsome man. Mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what your daddy is, a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, the Marlowe Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a restaurant mask to win a brown-eyed handsome man. She thought she wanted herself a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, the 2-3 to count, and nobody only hit a high end of the stand. Around the 30 was a hit for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what my demon was.
It's the 60s at 6 on Bro Radio.
Close to you is almost heaven.
To be Welsh and your local radio station for the Vale of Glamorgan. This is Bro Radio.
Oh, happy day.
He's at 6
on Bro Radio.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Take Bro Radio wherever you go and catch up on all your favorite shows. Download it now.
Life never stands still. But memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dinas Powis, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinas Powys. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 4212.